Princess to South Bartlett is also closed until May 29th at 5 p.m. for a contractor to complete some improvements. On Johnson Street from University to Aberdeen, expect delays while a contractor completes storm sewer improvements until July 30th. Expect delays on Princess Street between Montreal and Bagot as it's restricted to one lane for Utilities Kingston repairs. On Bath Road between Sir John A. Macdonald Boulevard and Portsmouth Avenue, expect delays as crews continue installing intersection pedestrian signals. Over on King Street West, from Country Club Drive to Front Road, expect delays as Utilities Kingston work has reduced traffic to one lane in each direction. Watch for lane shifts, reduced speeds, and shared lane signage. You can also expect delays at the intersection of Montreal Street and John Kempter Boulevard for construction until April 13th. Cranbrook Street from Days Road to Lakeview Avenue is closed from 8:40 to 9:20 a.m. and 3:20 to 3:50 p.m. every weekday as part of the School Streets program, restricting access during school drop-off and pickup times. Wright Crescent remains closed between Palace Road and Kingsland Crescent for roadway repairs and safety improvements. Princess Street remains closed from Frontenac to Division as part of a major reconstruction project. And finally, long-term closures remain in place on Aberdeen between Johnson and William and Barrie at Queen. Now looking at the weather, we'll start with a mix of sun and cloud today before skies turn a little cloudier through the morning. Temperatures climb to a warm high of 23 degrees, with north wind at 20 kilometers per hour and gusts reaching up to 40. The UV index sits fairly high at 6. Then into the evening, things calm right down with clear skies overnight and a low of 11 degrees. This has been your quick morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call with Cindy coming up next.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
On DGR, and yes, Tiny Horse, their name is on that road trip poster. You don't know what road trip is? September 12th, there's going to be a big music festival in downtown Kingston, and they are on the bill as well as many other people. Okay, we're going to get the Indie Wake Up Call started with just a little bit of dreaminess from this young man who's playing at the Broom Factory tonight. Let's go.
How did I get so far somewhere else?
Away, 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 away
it's not. If you look hard, you can see me. I might wave if you do. I might say hi.
So cold, I wanna know why I feel so alone.
there they go. Futura Free, Optical Illusion, the electronic remix off the album I love, Reducer, from 2020. Yes, I discovered them during COVID when they released that album. And so I'm very excited. They're also going to be at Spring Reverb. I got a guest this morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners?
My name is Reka, and I just started working at CFRC starting this month, and I'm very excited. I'm going to be marketing associate, and it's my first time on air, so.
And I know, I remember I told you earlier, don't worry, I won't put you on the air in the first hour. Yeah. Look at us. What time are we here? 8:13. Yeah. I gave you 13 minutes, and you're on the air. But it's easy, right?
I guess. Yeah. I'm very nervous, as you can tell.
Yeah, so there, we're just doing this. We're just doing this. Yeah. And you said you're going to be going to Spring Reverb this weekend. We have been playing some artists that are going to be at Spring Reverb this weekend. We got a couple more coming up. But yeah, you're going to be going to Spring Reverb.
Yes, yeah.
And this is your first trip around the calendar in Kingston, right? You've never been here in a spring or summer? And you're here all summer?
Yes.
Reka, that's going to be so fun.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
That's very good. So do you remember where you're going to be this weekend? You're going to MC something, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll be at the small venue. I forgot what it is
That's
called.
That's all right. We'll get
I'm
you all set
excited.
Up.
Yeah.
We'll get you all set up. I love it. And I love there are a lot of new people coming to Spring Reverb. It's fourth or fifth year. I can't remember. What year are we doing? Fourth year of Spring Reverb. We had the people on last week, Moira and Luella were in just to give us all the details. But yeah, you can hit up their website. I will be all over the place this weekend. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely be at Slaves at Spanky and Pony Girl with Almond Milk tonight.
Okay.
And I know I'm going to see a lot of locals there because just Slaves of Spanky alone. And then the other generation likes Almond Milk. So there we go.
Yeah.
All sorts of good music. What kind of music do you like?
I love everything.
Yeah, it's good. It's a good place to be here at CFRC. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going to go forward then with Savannah Shea. She's also playing this week. And we're going to talk a little bit more specifically about the schedule and all of the nerdy panels and discussions that are also happening during the daytime at Spring Reverb. It's really, I feel its calling card is that it's more than just going to the shows. There are panels. And there's that punk rock flea market that you just heard an ad for earlier. I need to go there. I don't know if I look the part, but I feel like I can get the nod from enough locals that are like, let her in. It's okay. She's fine. It's not like that, actually. The punk community is actually extremely welcoming. That was just a joke.
Okay.
That was just a joke. No, everybody, punk rock flea market is going to be incredible. But yeah, like maybe I just need to, maybe not wear these shoes or something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. I'm going to play some Spanish Shea. And Dutch Baby, a local band, released an EP. I didn't even listen to this song, but it's called Riley's Five Dive, and Riley's a member in the band, and we're going to just have a listen to that. And then I've got something from Tycho and Paul Banks, and Blanchell has new music too, and then I'll find somebody else is going to Spring Reverb to end it all up. So that's what we're going to do, Reka. See? So not so bad. Your first break?
Yeah.
First talking break?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It wasn't that bad than I expected. Yeah.
There, we did it. All right. Yeah. So you're going to come back.
Okay.
Let's have some Savannah Shea.
Yeah.
As we get into the morning here, it's the Indie Wake Up Call on CFRC, brought to you by Black Dog Hospitality. Thanks for listening.
Starts singing again, and she's trusting a powerful, too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life. A planet made of miracles is broken into pieces, souls stolen from the ones who know the land is on our side. Power is fixated on controlling what is powerful, too fearful to be equal to the hand that gave it life. Of her time, a child of the sunshine, with light in her eyes, and she's trusting a heart that's been broken in two. What have we done to you? Holding the beginning, we are burning down her intuition.
Thank you. Boundary rider, locked them in the side.
Call. You know that. Coming to you live from Carruthers Hall. This is CFRC brought to you by Black Dog Hospitality. Beautiful weekend out there. Like, we deserve this. It's going to be like 2021. So comfortable, not too hot, but beautiful. And Rekha, this is your first summer in Kingston.
Yeah.
So I've been telling you, like, this isn't quite summer. Like, we're absolutely getting there, but you're already noticing the bugs.
Yeah.
The bugs.
I hate it.
The bugs.
I'm struggling.
Oh, well, the struggle is not going to go away, but those little midges, I was explaining, like, when you, a lot of students, if they stay for the summer, like, as soon as classes and those little bugs come, they're like questioning their life choices. I'm like, it only lasts for 10 days. So those are gone, but they're all, they get in the house, right?
Yeah.
They're gone now, but then there'll be mosquitoes and some things.
Yeah.
And it's just,
It's worth it.
You're going to have a great summer.
Okay.
All right.
Okay,
and we're saying that Spring Reverb was kicking us all off this weekend. What are some, are you hearing other things in Kingston you might want to do over the summer that other people are telling you about?
There's Kingston Parade.
Oh, there's lots of marches and parades, and there's Promenade that comes up.
Yeah.
We've got multiple more music events coming up. Have you been to Wolf Island?
No.
So there we go. There's something.
Yeah.
Free ferry, go over there, check it out. It's really good. There's a really great beach over there. Yeah. It's nice. Okay. We'll work on a list.
Okay, yes.
All right.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun. But in the meantime, we were discussing how, yes, you're gonna be emceeing. I'm so excited for you. You're gonna be emceeing an event for Spring Reverb at Musiki.
Yeah.
You've never been to Musiki.
No.
Oh my God, you guys, the listeners are like, I'm so excited for her. So you're gonna be emceeing the show. It's Saturday at 8:30. And, you know, Moira and I said, Moira and Luella were in here last week talking about Spring Reverb. And they were kind of talking a little bit about this specific show and how it's not your typical Musiki sound.
Okay.
It's going to be loud.
Yeah.
It's going to be loud. And I would say, like, it's kind of like a punk noise show. So you gotta get in the zone for that. That's going to be so good. So it's going to be Mill Crimes with Crown of Antlers and Rover. So we got some Kingston people in there. We got some other bands. And we're going to play some Crown of Antlers as we move forward. Also, I'm going to play new music from Pond because everyone who listens to my show, they know I love Pond.
Right.
They don't really follow Crown of Antlers that well, but they're still guitars. It's just going to maybe bring us down a little bit from the Crown of Antlers, Violet Sun, 6-minute extravaganza where we're about to play. I'm going to come out of that as well with some Dirty Nil. That show's going to be pretty full. Off the album Master Volume, I'm going to play Evil Side. And yeah, we're going to also talk about other options for you for live music this summer because there's a lot going on. Now, I know I asked you what kind of music you like. And you may or may not want to have a show on CFRC because you got busy. You're doing some marketing stuff. But
yeah.
Is there anything that you've been really listening to lately that you're liking? I put you on the spot. It can be old music too, right? Like, there's no linear situation.
Probably it's a different music that people usually listen to around me. But, like, I like Drake.
I love Drake. Drake.
Okay, good.
I'm pro Drake.
Yeah.
What did you think of the albums? What did you think of all that?
I love it. It was this one song.
Something for Everyone.
That he's mentioned Queen's University.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, yeah. Slap the City. Yes, yeah.
Oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, my God.
Every graduation reel.
Yeah.
Because the grads are coming up. Like, we did have some convocation this week, but the big convocations are coming after the 15th.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to have that in their grad reel. Sure. Like, wow, so good.
Yeah, I bragged my friends in Toronto. I was like, you know, Drake mentioned Queens.
And it wasn't a diss.
Like, it wasn't.
It wasn't. Like, he's proud of you. It was, like, yeah. It was so good. All right. Maybe we got to find some Drake to play a little later in the show. I'm always up for that. Okay, but first, this does not sound anything like Drake. Crown of Antlers, you're going to be emceeing this at Musiki this Saturday night for Spring Reverb. Violet Sun, get ready. If you're not awake, you're about to be.
Thank you.
The Dirty Nil off Master Volume, and that's Evil Side. And yes, they will be performing. Have I mentioned it more than a dozen times yet this morning? At Spring Reverb. And I think that one, I sometimes I promote shows that might be sold out. So I'm sorry if it's sold out and you're hearing about it right now. But they're going to be playing tomorrow night at the Broom Factory, 305 Rideau Street. If you don't know what I'm talking about, just go to Spring Reverb on the interwebs and you can find out what you need to do there. Cam Cahan is going to be there with Futura Free, who you heard earlier on the show as well. Cam's been a guest on the show before too. So yeah, I feel like this one might be sold out. I don't know. You might have to just figure that out.
I'm not too sure.
I've done that before. So anyway, that's going to be a good show. Love the Broom Factory. Have you been to the Broom Factory?
No.
Oh, Rick, I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited that this is your first summer and all these things are new for you.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a journey.
Okay.
To find the Broom Factory. But what I loved is that the students did find it this year. We had a lot of student bands play the Broom Factory and make the trip over there to see it because it's pretty special. Oh. Yeah, it's good. You're going
to
find your way
to figure it out what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. I love that. You're gonna find out. Yeah. It's all good. We will be playing more bands that are playing the Broom Factory, like a band called By Divine Right. They will be coming up a little later in the show. We'll play some of that. But I want to play other music. You know, there's some other stuff going on out in the world.
Yeah.
And a band called Get Down Services. They have a new album coming out very soon. And they're from Bristol. Never been to Bristol, but I've heard of it because I think Fat Boy Slim's from Bristol. There's a bunch of people from Bristol. Anyway, over there in England.
Oh.
And their debut album was in 2023. And they got a little bit of notice. They're getting a ton of notice now. I'm just seeing them pop up everywhere. So the new single is called I Can Die Like That. And I'm not sure exactly when we can expect this album. Oh, August 14th, Massive Champion off Breakfast Records. Great name for a label. Oh. I do enjoy that for the Indie Wake Up Call. So yeah, people, here's a review from clunkmag.com saying this new single absolutely slaps. Vibrant yet beautifully poignant music. Charm, wit, humor, punk and disco. I don't know. It's hard to classify genre, and I'm sure for bands that must be so annoying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, stop trying to say what we are. But I think they are getting a lot of attention because they're pretty unique and having some fun out there. So let's get started with some Get Down Services. Yeah. Also, I want to play some J.O. I played some last week. This is from the soundtrack for the movie Obsession. And I've only watched the trailer, and I'm hooked. I have to go see. I haven't even seen The Devil Wears Prada yet.
No way.
No, did you? You saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a bunch of movies I haven't seen yet. So, but Obsession looks great. But the music from it is amazing. So I'm gonna play J.O. again. It's a track called Damage with Ian Everson as well. And I just want to. This song isn't even new, but I just love Ballad Brigada, and I love it for morning. And if you want to just get up and enjoy your day, it's a real pick me up. If you don't drink coffee. It's going to do that. So that's a song called Backseat off their album Portal that came out a little bit ago. But I just felt like playing it this morning. And then we're going to play some music from Kick Stones as well. And title track. So we'll be playing some of that. And then Divine Right is coming your way. Also playing Spring Reverb. So there, we can exhale a little bit. That's what's coming up. But yeah, Get Down Services, I Can't Die Like That is the new single. Album's coming out August 14th. Let's just settle
Exciting.
In. Settle in and have a listen and see what this is all about. All right? All right.
There's no God, you're too gorgeous. And my mind plays tricks on things it shouldn't. I love crap, I love the sycamore gap. But chainsaws did what big boys couldn't. You give me too much pretty cool with you, babe. You found a way to break the rules, touche. Was really hoping you got one for me, one for me.